This is John McMullen, welcoming you to the second episode of the John Mack Show. What I'm attempting to do in this episode is to find a voice. That is, what exactly do I wish to talk about? And what do I want you to know about what I'm going to talk about to prepare you for choosing to listen or not to listen to these podcasts? I really don't want to just turn my writing that I do elsewhere into audio and present it here. I want whatever I present here to be unique and perhaps more personal than my normal writing. My normal activities revolve around writing and researching, reading, and promoting previously published work. A short list of my work, maybe I shouldn't call it work. This is why I do what I love, and it's just what I do. Well, what I've done in the last 3 weeks includes, I've written 3 columns for the Westchester Guardian in my ongoing Creative Disruption series. The now 71 columns in the series deal with the often under-the-radar impact of technology on our lives. We often don't notice these changes until they affect us or our family or our neighbors. A cousin loses a job, the local mall nearest no longer has a film processing store nor a music one. The only way to interact with some government agencies is online. The Borders bookstore, where we normally have coffee and examine new books, is just suddenly out of business. And on and on and on. I also wrote other columns for the Westchester Guardian on topics of my own choosing. One on Irish music and my experiences with it from my teenage years going to Rockaway in New York City to the recent visit to the Quiet Men Public House in Peekskill, New York to hear Irish music. Another column of mine dealt with the life of a longtime interest of mine, the Western lawman who wound up as a New York sports writer, William Barclay Bat Masterson. By the way, he made up the name William Barclay. That was not his name. Then finally, the piece on the math celebrating the end of the 18-year pastorship of Monsignor Hilary Franco at St. Augustine's Roman Catholic Church in Austin, New York. In his long career, the 81-year-old Monsignor Franco also served as assistant to the legendary Bishop Fulton J. Sheehan. Among other things, Monsignor was the angel, as Bishop Sheehan called him, who cleaned the blackboard off camera during Bishop Sheehan's TV shows. He also served 24 years in the Vatican. I also did some poetry readings of my own poetry at 2 venues. At one, the Hudson Valley Writers Center in Sleepy Hollow, New York, which is, by the way, a wonderful place where all things to do with writing are carried out. They have classes, open mic sessions, talks. It's just a wonderful place. I read brand new, just written poems, while at the other, which was a street poem session in my old neighborhood, Inwood, New York City, I read the original poems from my book, New and Collected Poems by John Mack the Bard. That's me, John Mack the Bard. The poems I chose depicted life in Inwood in the 1950s and the 1960s, when it was a very different place. It had more bars in the neighborhood than any neighborhood in New York City. And Walter Winchell, in his column, referred to it as Ginwood. I wrote a few chapters for my new book, Tales of Inwood, the same place, which I hope to get out in the late fall. I began tweaking the outline and the syllabus for my fall sessions of a course that I teach at Purchase College of the State University of New York. I also worked on the outline for my new mystery novel, a sequel to Offering It Up, the novel contained in the Inwood book, which is another previous book of mine. I did an interview on my local radio station, WLNA, and began planning for an hour session on internet radio discussing current topics, my columns, my work, and other things. And I also read 7 or 8 books during a period, mysteries, politics, technology, and history, for both entertainment and as research for subsequent columns and perhaps a book. All of the completed articles, radio shows, podcasts, and books are available through links from my homepage, www.johnmack13.com. And John Mack is spelled J-O-H-N-M-A-C. And once again, that's johnmack13.com, www.johnmack13.com. My politics run from liberal. I believe in a strong safety net that will provide for the elderly and the unemployed as technology eliminates more and more jobs. To libertarian in believing that the government should not intrude on the sexual lives of individuals or on gender-related marriage choices of the same individuals. And it should also restrict surveillance to only those cases deemed absolutely necessary by a magistrate after reviewing the individual cases. But another topic, my biggest government technology fear is that there seems to be no long-range planning for the accelerating job loss due to robotics and other technological innovations. Out of a dysfunctional national government, little interest in long-range planning. And that is a big mistake because these things are going to happen, and eventually there's going to be less and less people supporting more and more people unless we can find meaningful work for people, and it will not be solved by the economy getting better. The economy is getting better. It's getting much better. However, unemployment isn't moving. Still going to have to do something because we will have more and more people out of work. The links to items on any of these topics may be found on an ongoing basis at my Facebook page, www.facebook.com/John Mack. And once again, John Mack is J-O-H-N-M-A-C, and it's www.facebook.com/John Mack13. Well, the ongoing podcast estimate episodes will be on specific topics rather than on generalities like the above, and will hopefully contain some humor. I see after doing this self-planning exercise that the subject matter of the podcast cannot be narrow and focus on particular things, but will rather be eclectic, reflecting what I want to talk about at the moment. So I hope you will therefore try out more than one episode before running away and leave me comments at johnmack13@gmail.com. Until next time, be well. And in the words of the television voice of the New York Yankees, Michael Kay, see ya!